95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, The Morning Hog. It's Brew Review time, Friday happy hour. Josh S.R. Perot right here with us. I'm applauding for you, sir. You can applaud for yourself if you want to, but we appreciate you bringing us tasty beverages that happen to be sort of a St. Patty's Day hangover because the hair of the dog is
exactly. The
cure, yeah. Right?
Just creep right back into it.
Right. By the way, Steve's beard made entirely of dog hair, just a fun fact. I don't know if you knew that or not.
True story.
He glued it on before bike week. It won't
just rolls
off.
Around.
It won't come off. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. He nuzzles his pup, and that's how it comes out.
There you go.
But you did bring us some great Irish flavors.
Yeah.
And we're about to get into something special, I think.
All right. So next up, we got...
Isn't that a... That's a Smith Wicks?
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so I think you'd get beat if you went to Ireland and said Smith Wicks.
Wow.
Smittics.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Smittics Irish Red Ale.
Sorry, Steve.
So why is there an H in there?
I'm not an English professor. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a native tongue, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to say it right.
So this is one of the first beers that was my go-to beer.
Okay.
Like, if I couldn't figure out what I wanted, I'd go grab a six-pack of this off the shelf.
Really?
It's just an easy-drinking beer with a lot of flavor. You get a little bit of hoppiness up front, sweet malt finish on the back.
I've never had one of these.
Really?
Until now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a Steve first-time
brew. First-timer.
I like that. Bong.
Still easy-drinking, 4.5% alcohol. Smittics is one of the oldest breweries in Ireland.
Yeah.
Okay. For a little while, I think the claim was they were the oldest. I don't know if that's been disproven at some point, but 1710.
Wow.
Yikes.
Ancient.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's forever.
I mean, how old's the wheel, for Christ's sake, right? I mean, it's like 100 years, 200 years? I have no idea.
Yeah, the Smittics bottle was created before the wheel.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You can check into that. You Google that later, though. Don't hold us to that. But this is very, again, for such a low ABV, it's got a lot of flavor.
Right, 100%.
Yeah.
Mm. So Smittics was actually purchased by Guinness back in like 1965, I believe it was. So they are big partners with Guinness. That's why you can get it just about everywhere nowadays. You can get it on draft in a lot of places. McKay's Tavern.
Yeah.
Probably over at Fletcher's as well.
Right.
I believe he's opening a second location.
Really?
Yep. Down there on Ridgewood.
Oh, nice. Yep. Thank you.
So keep an eye out for that. And then your local retailers as well.
You can taste the flavors of Ireland in more places now. It's a good thing for you. And I know a lot of you probably were tasting that yesterday, and you're thinking, wait a minute, is there more? Of course there's more.
Of course there's more.
Yeah.
So this one is Guinness Extra Stout.
Uh-oh. Stout Plus.
Look out.
So this one, you know, when you get Guinness on draft, it's that darker color, like we were talking about earlier. This is the one that's a little bit more in the realm of what people are thinking about when they think of Guinness, where it's a little bit fuller. Fuller flavor, a little bit heavier.
Somebody some brewmaster over at Guinness was probably like, "Oh, you want some? You're gonna get some."
So this
get thick,
yeah. So this is the closest to the original formula of Guinness you're gonna get.
All right. Look at that thing. That is
so. It looks like it's like motor oil. that's what I always call it.
Motor oil. When I see motor oil in a glass, I know it's going to be a good beer.
Yeah,
that's one of those stamps of approval that Steve often says that he had a hat that said that for a while, too.
So, like I said, this is based on one of their original formulas. First brewed back in 1821. So they've been doing it a long time as well, you know?
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know they had been around that long.
Y-E-S. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's
so here you're getting a little bit of a thicker mouthfeel, but you're getting much more of a more pronounced roasted malt flavor on the back. Almost chocolate-like.
Yes.
Delicious.
Okay. I'm feeling it now.
Very, very
bitter.
Good.
But good.
Yeah. Bitter in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of like dark chocolate.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yep.
Yeah, the dark chocolate feel. Steve, do you have any dark chocolate experiences you'd like to share with us real quick?
I love dark chocolate, but I have no experiences to share.
Really? Okay. Just nothing?
My love.
You never made a s'more with it?
I don't like s'mores.
Wow, that was really aggressive. Do you not like the marshmallow? Do you not like the graham cracker? Do you not like the...
All three.
I'm not a fan either.
I'm not a fan of marshmallows or chocolate.
What? I'm right there with you.
Neither one of you?
No.
Really. I don't like any of it.
God,
so
there's
like a trio of negativity.
I'm with you 100%.
He doesn't like him. I'm going to excuse Josh, but I love s'mores.
Well, I can't get the marshmallow past my mouth.
Yeah, that's true. Look at their faces.
It's,
see?
Yeah, it's just...
You think a marshmallow has a hard time getting in here? No problem. Come one, come all. Bring it right around. You want to give me a chocolate ring around my mouth? I don't care. I got graham cracker in my hair? So be it. The dog will lick it out later. Ah, this is good stuff. I'm reliving last night because I had a long night.
Yes, yeah.
Woo! And by the way, thanks to SR Parrot for throwing a hell of a party last night.
Oh, yeah. That's...
You guys, I mean, you take over an entire section of downtown Daytona and bring your great beers and you pour them in Steve and I's mouth.
It's all
great.
For a good cause, too.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate you. All right, so these beers, essentially everywhere, but if anybody wants to target them...
srparrot.com/beerfinder.
Do it. You do it.
Bingo.
Do it. I like that Josh did it.
I won the teamwork.
You know what? Cheers to that. We'll see you next time, bro.